SBS Radio.
1 in 3 of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under 6 or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
How would you feel if you suddenly became a superhero, spreading COVID-safe messages across the nation on a motorbike? Well, that is exactly what our guest today has done. And coming up very soon, you'll meet Captain Sanitizer. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
My name is Dallas James Bagara, and I'm from Daly River, it's Malakula country. But yeah, I'm living in Bright, Victoria at the moment.
You just heard there from Captain Sanitizer. So, just who is Captain Sanitizer and what does he do?
Captain Sanitizer is a superhero, and his mission is to let people know or get people to be aware of their health and safety of their community. Yeah, just spreading the message, awareness about COVID-19 and what they need to be prepared for. And now we went from that to whole other stuff that's got to do with health around the community.
Captain Sanitizer's motorbike ride has seen him spreading the COVID-safe messages across the country, from Bright in Victoria up to Barunga in the Northern Territory.
The ride that we did recently, a couple of months ago, we call it Captain's Ride, and it's about spreading the word about health, but also to encourage young people to stand up for themselves and take care of their future and take care of their life and, you know, self-determination and all that. So, yeah, we did the ride from Bright, Victoria, right up to Barunga. You know, Barunga is well known for the festival, the cultural exchange festival, arts and music, variety of sport and all that. But, you know, we thought, you know, it's a good place to send the message out, because there's so many different people will be there, and our mob will be there as well. But yeah, like nothing we ever done before or nothing the community ever seen before, for us, it's really great for our community to, you know, to be recognized through what we're doing, and because all the participants and all the staff who works here in Bright, you know, mostly from Wadea. Yeah.
So, how are people feeling about COVID from Captain Sanitizer's local community of Daly River in the Northern Territory?
I think, you know, they really seeing things differently now than ever, because of the impact we had since COVID came to Australia, and it's all changed now, and everyone's talking about vaccination and other problems that, you know, that's in the community. But mainly with the health stuff, I reckon people are feeling, some people are feeling unsafe. Some, you know, they are encouraging others to step up and encourage other people to get vaccinated or take care of their health or, you know, their families.
And I asked Captain Sanitizer what has been some of the reaction from the public while touring around some parts of Australia on his motorbike spreading COVID-safe positive messaging.
I was surprised to see people recognize me as Captain, but, you know, that's because of what we've been doing and what Captain Sanitizer has been doing for the people. I reckon people have been very supportive of the future of, you know, young people, of our plan to encourage young people and, yeah, step up more.
Now to some deadly words of health advice from Captain Sanitizer to the Indigenous community across the nation.
I reckon be strong, you know, stand up for your community, for your people, and be safe. And, yeah, just look after one another. And, you know, if you're chasing your dream, you just do it. But don't do it alone. You do it with your people.
So what does he love most about being Captain Sanitizer, the superhero? And what does the future hold?
You know, making people smile, I reckon, and seeing that, you know, reaction with, you know, the community react the way I want to see. And I reckon that's really good. And that's what I'm seeing right now. You know, I'm no longer Dallas. You know, every time I go into places, people recognize me as Captain Sanitizer. I reckon, you know, at the moment, looking for more people to join Captain Sanitizer as superheroes. And, you know, superheroes do what superheroes do, you know, keeping the community safe. Yes, I want people with different languages, background, so that they can talk to their community in their own language and be a superhero.
Well, that's about it for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guest today, Captain Sanitizer, who, as you heard, is spreading positive COVID-safe health messages around the nation. And to listen to more of the NITV podcast or the Our Story podcast, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids HAPPY ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.